Next case, please.
Next case is case number 11-429, the application of Jonathan G. and Mary G. Poole. Site is located southeast of Route 285, Beaver Dam Road, northwest of Ridge Court, and being lot 105 within Oakcrest Farm subdivision. With a 911 address of 38055 Ridge Court, Lewis, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 234, Map 6, Parcel 549, requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a through lot. Now, to be more specific, they're requesting a 10.4-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback requirement on a through lot. That's for the deck. Also requesting a 26.4-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback requirement on a through lot for the shed. In this application, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and again, one mayor return. So I'll let you have questions.
Thank you, Mr. Link.
Thank you, Mr. Link and board members. I promise this will be the last you'll hear of me tonight. Again, Chad Meredith of Hudson Jones, Jaywork and Fisher in Rehoboth Beach. As Mr. Lank said, this is another variance application as provided by Section 115-211. And the property is located at 30855 Ridge Court, Lewis. It's also known as Lot 105 of Oakcrest Farms. I'm here representing the applicants, Jonathan and Mary Poole, the current owners of the subject property. They're here this evening. If you have any direct questions, I'm sure that they could help out. Kathy Engel, local realtor. She's also here as a witness. I'll call her up. So I suppose you'll probably want to have her take an affirmation at this point.
Right, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Kathy Engel, H. Schaefer Lane, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
So I guess once again, I've visited the property, so I'll sort of present the facts of the case, the circumstances, and then call on Ms. Engel for a few questions. The property is located in a subdivision known as Oakcrest Farms. Again, this is lot 105, according to a plan prepared by Gerald A. Donovan Associates, Incorporated, professional land surveyors and engineered. That plan was dated February 19th, 2001. Last revised May 20th, 2001, and recorded in plot book 74, page 100. And in tracing the title back just shortly, again, the current owner is Jonathan and Mary Poole, who acquired the property in May of 2014 from Jeffrey and Christina Windisch by deed dated May 22nd, 2014, deed book 4264, page 67. Jeffrey Windisch first acquired the property by deed dated April 17th, 2003 from Oakcrest Farms Incorporated. That's recorded May 1st, 2003 in deed book 351, page 529. So Mr. Windisch basically bought new construction from the developer. So records indicate that the home was constructed around 2003 when Mr. Windisch purchased the new construction. And again, I do have copies of a picture of the backyard. I've got copies of Google Images, which is probably most helpful. And there should have been a survey provided with the application.
Thank you, sir.
So this area of Ridge Court, there's about 10 houses, each of them front Ridge Court, each of them back up to Beaver Dam Road, which is County Road 285. They've all treated the backyard as a backyard, and that's probably why we're here today. I don't know if you've had other applications come through from Oakcrest or not, but of course, since this is a through lot, the county requires that the front yard setbacks be followed in the backyard, so that would be 40 feet. So that's why we're requesting the two variances. There is a shed back there and a deck that would both fall within the 40-foot setback. None of these homes that are on this area of Ridge Court have any access to Beaver Dam. Beaver Dam Road actually has a pretty strong buffer. There's a strong row of trees, which you can see on the Google map. So nobody gets out onto Beaver Dam Road other than driving out their driveway, driving down Ridge Court, and exiting through the Oakcrest entrance out onto Beaver Dam Road. Other than the fact that all of these homes back up and nobody has entrance, there are also four other homes that do have sheds in the backyards, very similarly situated. I didn't get back there and measure them all, but I did take a look in driving by. And again, about half of the streets on this stretch of Ridge Court do have sheds in the backyard. So turning to the standards for relief, once again, a request for variance can't be granted unless the applicant can show one, uniqueness. I think that this property has unique circumstances and conditions in that the lot fronts a subdivision street and backs up to a county road requiring the setback off of Beaver Dam of 40 feet. As mentioned, there's no access onto Beaver Dam Road other than leaving the subdivision through its entrance. There is an exceptional practical difficulty and undue hardship due to this condition. There would be great costs needed to move the home, move the porch, move the shed in order to comply with the setback requirements with little to no benefit to the neighboring properties. All, again, similarly situated. I think you can tell by that Google Maps exactly. I mean, those houses line up pretty much spot on all the way down that road. Possibility of development. The property is already developed and most of the subdivision is already developed, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Again, otherwise the shed, I guess if it was treated as a front yard, the shed couldn't even be there. So the shed would have to be probably taken completely off of the property, and the deck would have to be relocated, which could be problematic. There is, that deck is about three steps up, so it's probably 24 inches above grade. So there would need to be some sort of stoop put in for the door that's back there. The difficulty wasn't created by the applicant. Again, the current owners bought the home. The previous owner didn't create the issues either. That was created by the developer, who again was Oak Crest Farms Incorporated. And the shed was existing prior to the applicants purchasing the home. This is another one of the situations where there was a contract for sale, and so a survey was performed, and that's when the violations were noted. The effect on the surroundings, the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Again, as you can tell by the Google Maps, everything is right online all the way down that street. There are back decks on other homes, not to be a tattletale, but there are back decks on other homes. There are sheds in other properties. Just is similarly situated. The variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of the adjacent properties. You can see that area of Ridge Court is pretty well developed. I don't think there's any empty lots on that street, and they're all similarly situated. The variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare for the same reasons. The home, porch, and shed already exist, and they are basically mirrored in a couple other properties down the street. The extent of the variance represents the least modification possible. The request for the 5.4 variance for the deck and the 26.4 request, for the shed is all that's needed to afford relief from the 35 front yard setback for open and closed porches and decks and front yards, and the 26.4 front yard setback for the shed would allow for the 40 feet front yard setback. And the variance is necessary to afford relief, as the home, deck, and shed are all existing, have been for just over 10 years now, I guess, in a development that has already been pretty well developed with similarly situated homes. And, Ms. Engel, again, I'll remind you that you just took an affirmation, so keep that in mind. If you could, please state your occupation.
Associate broker with RE/MAX and Lewis.
And how long have you been doing that?
Next month will be 27 years.
Wow, congratulations. And how many of those years have been in this area?
All of them.
All of them. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with the subject property that the Pools currently live in and its surrounding area?
Yes, I am.
And are you familiar with the real estate market in the area and these homes?
Yes.
Were you listening to everything that I just previously testified to?
Yes.
And if I were to ask you to testify, would you basically testify the same?
Yes.
So you would say that everything I said was true and accurate statements of the circumstances of the property?
Yes.
And given your knowledge of the real estate market in the area, would you say that the home and front and back porch, as they currently sit within the front yard setback, adversely affect the values of the neighboring homes?
No.
Thank you. That's all I have.
All righty. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards, start with you.
Yes, you're well aware, counselor, that we try and accommodate people, but when we see where we can correct a variance or there's a possibility that we want to go that route, and I'm going to address the shed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You had said if it would be, and you're correct in that, that accessory structures are not permitted in the front yard setbacks. But if you move a 5x8 shed, which would eliminate one variance on this application, okay, to within that area there, can you tell me why you can't do that into the area? You see the 14 feet foot there? It comes into 31 feet, and then you have steps, and then it goes over 20 feet, goes back 14. See that dip back in there?
You're talking about right in here?
Yeah, the dip on the front. Follow me now, 30, see where it says 31?
Yes.
Okay, then go to your right and it says 20.2?
Yes.
Then it goes back 14?
Yes.
Now, within that area there, it seems to me that you could move that shed into a 5x8.
That would be the front of the house, which would not be in conjunction with
the front of the house is 30 feet. Anything within that 30 foot. Not just because you're looking at it.
Right. Well, the problem would be that every other street, this would not then be in part of the essential character of the neighborhood. It would, a shed in the front yard in this subdivision would stick out. I don't have a copy of the restrictions in front of me, but there could even be a problem with restrictions.
Then it's still in a violation. If it's in the back, we'd have to grant a variance for it. But if you put it in the front, it wouldn't even be an issue in this application.
I guess that's why we're requesting the variance, because the shed was in place.
Well, you can move that shed in there. Would you agree with that?
It could be moved, I would think. Again,
And bring it into compliance.
It would look.
Let's pretend that shed right now, you're not here, and you got it right where I'm, you and I are talking about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be before us saying, I need a variance on the deck only.
That's right.
From the county road, is that correct?
That's right.
All the sheds are in the back on that side.
All of the sheds, again, there's four other properties with sheds, they're all in the back.
Well, we take each one as an individual.
I understand that.
You know, what Harry's doing up the street is not necessarily.
Right. No, I understand that. But just as part of that point as to not affecting the neighboring properties and the character, it would affect the character, I would argue, with having a shed in the front yard.
Do you feel that moving that shed in there like that would affect the character?
Because that is the front yard.
You don't get into the front yard until you're in a 30-foot area. You understand that?
I do understand that.
I'm foot back, you're not in a front, you know.
But I'm what I'm saying is that if you pull into the development and you drive up Ridge Court and you're looking at the front door and front garage of every house, and no other house has a shed in the front yard, whether it's, you know, beyond the 30 feet or not, there's just not sheds. When you drive down the street, you look, basically Ridge Court has been treated in the subdivision as the front of the house. Beaver Dam side has been treated as a backyard by everyone. You know, I don't know that the developer was unaware of the through lot requirements.
I don't want to go too far with this. I just want to say tomorrow I bought property 104, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I want a shed, and I went to planning and zoning, and I said, what are my setbacks for my shed? And they're going to say 30, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say 40 because you're a through lot.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say because it's 5'8", it's going to be 5 foot from the line. So I want a shed. And you live on 105.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. That shed's still going in there because I want it. And they gave me the rules. So I would be in not character with that neighborhood, you're saying, but that's not the way we apply zoning.
Well, I just thought that one of the requirements in order to prove a variance was that you would not be violating the essential character of the neighborhood, and so that's why I make that point.
It is one of them, and I just don't think it would be.
So is that a permanent shed on foundation?
I didn't take that close a look at it. I do have a picture.
5x8?
8x8.
It's 8x8.
8x8.
Sorry. That's okay.
My eyes aren't that.
No, that's all right. Yeah, it's 8x8.
It's hard to tell in the picture.
It's on a permanent foundation?
I don't believe so. It's hard to tell on the picture, but yeah, she doesn't think so either. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
That's
any further? Mr. Workman?
No other question.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
And I have no further questions. So hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant has addressed the standards for granting variance. I believe he stated that the property is unique because it is a through lot, but is also bordered by a natural barrier with no access to Beaver Dam Road, which makes it a through lot. All access is to Ridge Court. I don't believe at this point it can otherwise be developed. I don't believe the applicant also stated that it wasn't created by the applicant. It has been there for over 10 years now. We did not hear any testimony that it has altered the essential character of the neighborhood. And I believe it's a variance, a minimum variance to afford relief. And I would like to also add for the record that the CO was also issued. So I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,429.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,429. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
I'll approve the deck and nay to the shed.
Mr. Rickard, it's all or no, it's all or nothing.
All or nothing at all.
Yeah, it's got to be all or nothing.
Motion was approved in the entire application.
As presented, it's got to be all or nothing.
All approved.
Okay. Mr. Morgan?
Yes, for those reasons stated.
For the reasons stated?
For the reasons stated.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I'm Mr. Calloway for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,429 is approved. Yes, sir.